Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Leave your money in the bank, lose your money to the bank. Dodd-Frank 2010. Also, too, you should be investing in silver because it's going to explode. Gold's going to hit $2,800. The last prediction we said 2,000. People said, "Oh, that's crazy." Well, we went beyond that on that prediction. This is the time, people. Do not trust the Federal Reserve. Do not trust your banks. They want what you have. This is wealth redistribution, and they're fighting against Trump, and they're getting back at you, and they're going to do it through the banking system. We already see the early signs. Many Jim Rickards, I'll just give you an example. Jim Rickards talked about this 3 days ago, and he said exactly what I'm telling you right now. So what do you do? Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you forget that number because you're driving down the road while you're listening to us, all you got to do is go to davehodgesgold.com, put your email in. You'll get an electronic information packet. It's very short, brief, to the point, and it has Noble Gold's number on it. Okay, we want to talk to you about something I think is really, really interesting. See, Vladimir Putin's getting ready to be interviewed here by an unknown person. And the audio is a little rough, and I'm going to play it twice so you can catch it. But this is so dramatic. I look at this and I go, my goodness gracious, this is absolutely incredible. And Vladimir Putin gets it, but he's under a lot of pressure. And before I play this, I want to give you a statistic that Donald Trump cited to a group today in a speech. Ukraine's lost 750,000 soldiers. Horrible. Russia's lost 1 million. Putin has to come out of this war with something to show for it. Zelensky's in no bargaining position. His life is on the line. He needs to give away the disputed territory if he's going to survive. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying it's right. But I'm saying Putin will not stop until he has something tangible in his hands to justify why so many Russians had to die. I hope that makes sense. But here's what Putin had to say, and man, oh man, do I want the Trump Justice Department to pick up on this and go full-fledged.
If he had been the president, if the victory wasn't stolen from him in 2020, maybe the Ukrainian crisis that arose in 2022 would have never appeared. If he had been the president, if the victory wasn't stolen from him in 2020, maybe the Ukrainian crisis that arose in 2022 would have never appeared.
It's pretty clear, isn't it? He's saying 2020 election was stolen. It's not the first time Putin said this. And had this not been stolen, Trump has been president. What has Donald Trump been saying all along? President Trump has been saying, if I were president, this war would never have happened. Putin just said the same thing. It's amazing. But there has to be give and take here. And Zelensky wants to, he needs to decide, does he want anything to rule over? And I'm going to say this as an aside too, nothing to do with the main story here, but BlackRock has already been allocated $15 billion, and that's just the beginning, to do the rebuild in Ukraine. To hell with that. No BlackRock whatsoever. None. And we need to raise our voices in protest. But back to this point, Vladimir Putin is very clear. Now, the spinoff implication is this. We've talked about it for the war. Now I'm going to talk about it for domestic investigation. When Pam Bondi is confirmed, and she better be, when she is confirmed, she needs to go after the officials in Maricopa County, in Philadelphia, in Wisconsin, and the Fannie Willis crew in Atlanta. They need to go after all these people for the voter fraud, put them under investigation, follow the rule of law, unlike Judge Merchan, and then when they are found guilty through an accumulation of evidence, indict them, bring them to trial, and then sentence them, and sentence them harshly. Because if you don't have an election that's fair and free, you don't have a country. This is treason. Election interference is treason. And then you need to turn your attention to the voting machines and the whole rigmarole with regard to how they stole the 2020 election. And if the machines weren't involved, The machine companies weren't involved, well, then they have nothing to worry about. They should welcome the investigation to enhance their reputation. But if they do, they need to be treated like every other criminal. And that's the position here at the Common Sense Show. This is a blockbuster statement by Putin, and it validates everything Donald Trump has been saying. This man has been right on the money the whole time. Anyway, I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. And what we'd like you to do is to sign up for our newsletter. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, go to the upper right-hand corner, put in your email, and you'll get a daily update of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. It's one-stop shopping. It's convenient, and people love it. And it's nearly 50,000 people. No, it's not nearly. It's over 50,000 people strong. Join us. We'll see you at the newsletter, and we'll share information together, and I hope you'll disseminate what you find.